Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
And it's quite interesting because she's being known as Queen Elizabeth the Steadfast. Now, whereas I'm not sure I would want to be known as anything the Steadfast, it talks about her work ethic and it talks about the fact that she devoted her life to her country and to service. And I love that concept that she, the Queen devoted her life to service. She wasn't lazy. She wasn't known to be lazy. She didn't sit and she might have sipped a lot of tea, but she worked for her country and she worked tirelessly for her country. And she's died in the couple of weeks that we've been speaking about this concept of quiet quitting, which just irritates me because it is so weak and pathetic that you need to quiet quit. Now, apparently, they're trying to take that back, right? So nobody likes quiet quitting. We're now talking about acting your wage. That's the whole new thing. But really, is this just an excuse to show up with only half of you at work? Dr. Ilana Slew is an industrial psychologist. Good morning. Isn't it fascinating?
Good morning.
Isn't it fascinating that the Queen passes away in at the time that we're talking about these concepts of quiet quitting and all of this whilst she worked quite literally till the day before she passed away?
Absolutely, Howard. You know, the quiet quitting is almost the opposite of how the Queen lived her life. Her impetus to effort was the motivation and dedication to her people.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the exact opposite. You know, we're talking about what is sometimes called presenteeism. When you're at work, but you're not really at work. You're physically present, but you're not present. And over that is the gradual quitting where you almost don't care. You don't care whether your deadlines are met, whether you lose your job. So, there's a complete juxtaposition between this woman and what we're discussing.
So can that be good for us? What did you call it? Present?
Presenteeism. As opposed to absenteeism.
Presenteeism. I'm writing that down because I like it. Presenteeism.
So you're present, but you're not. As opposed to being absent.
And how big a problem is that?
So we're seeing it as being more and more of a problem. You know, there's something called self-determination, and the components of that are autonomy, competence, and relatedness. And where we're seeing the problem is under-relatedness. You know, the disconnect from COVID, and also the Gen Z, who are very, very motivated and driven by meaningfulness in their work. They need to be getting something that is valuable to them from their work. And at the moment, a lot of companies are busy struggling just to keep their heads above water. So, yes, I'm at work because I've got to earn a salary and I've got to feed my family. But am I there? No.
Right. It's absolutely fascinating because I wonder how much good it does the actual person, never mind the company, as you say, that might be struggling, that really needs everybody just to get on board, roll up their sleeves, all the idioms.
Yeah.
But the company does need it. But actually, don't we need it? Don't we need to feel that we've done our best during the course of our day?
There's absolutely no doubt. We do need to feel that we've done our best. And we do need to feel that what we're doing is of value, not just to the company and not just appreciated, but to ourselves. You know, that we've self-actualized. And in every day, we did something that is of value. You know, to come home, what did you do today? Nothing. It's like asking a child, what did you learn at school today? Nothing.
Yeah. Which is actually quite depressing in a way.
Very depressing. And that's something that we are seeing. Increased rise of depression, levels of mental health, the suicide threat, whether that happens or not. You know, in places like Europe, they've limited the working hours because of mental health issues. There's a four-day work week, which several companies in the UK, we're talking about the UK, but several companies in the UK are trialing that out. And some of the countries in Europe are also busy trying out the four-day work week just to try and keep people a little bit more balanced.
And more engaged, I guess, when they are there.
When they are there. So when they're there, they're there.
Is it a real thing, balance, or is it a myth? I mean, can we ever achieve it?
So in the South African white-collar workforce, the answer is no. We strive for it all the time, but we have an unbelievable work ethic. And we keep striving and we keep working, very ambitious. I think that internationally, certainly in the European countries, across Germany, across Denmark, they are reaching a level of balance where they stop work and they stop work.
Mm,
you know, they in Germany, you're not allowed to take a work call after 6 p.m.
What are they? I don't want to know in Germany what they do to you if you do. But what? but what do they do to you if you do? Well, you're not allowed to take a work call after 6.
You're not allowed after 6 p.m.
Wow.
Because you need to rest. And there they listen
you
to
will
legislation.
Rest. Right.
If it's the law, it's
right.
the law.
You will rest now.
You will rest. Yes. So the Queen missed that memo.
Right, absolutely. But at the same time, you know, and we've all unfortunately seen multiple examples of this. My late father worked until COVID. And when COVID happened and he had to stay home, that was when we saw a tremendous deterioration. And he unfortunately passed away during that time because it just was, and we see it. We see so many people saying, oh, you know, they're retired. And then that was kind of that.
Yeah.
Is that because we need to work? Or is that because we need to feel valued? What is that?
It's we need a purpose. We need something to get ourselves up in the morning. We need a certain amount of stress so that we can be productive. There's positive stress.
Mm.
There's the stress that says, I've got to get out of bed today because what I do matters.
Right.
And when you don't have that, you slowly start to decline.
Right.
And it's not burnout, it's depression.
Yeah, incredible. And because, again, we saw the Queen until the day before she passed away. And in a way, you know, we hadn't seen photos of her for a few weeks before. We knew that she was declining. But when she appointed or when she authorized the new prime minister, that was an important moment for her, the photos, and just indicated something so powerful. Do you think that this work ethic or the value of work is being successfully passed on to the next generation, or are we more obsessed with telling them that they need to slow down and worry about and have some me time? I remember there was an Oprah interview, I'll never forget it. She said she put on 20 kilos because she didn't have enough me time. And I mean, yes, of course, we all need to do things to fill us figuratively, and that's not food. Mm. But
yes.
I don't know. I mean, aren't we raising a generation of me-timers?
Yes, we certainly are. One of the organization's biggest problem are millennials and Gen X. We have a generation who would rather go to gym until 10 o'clock in the morning than arrive at work. And they feel entitled to do that.
Right.
And in a way, that's fantastic. You know, they've taken ownership of their own life. And in the other respect, your working hours start at 7:30 or 8.
Right.
You can't go to gym until 10. And there's almost this disconnect and a subconscious, I can do whatever it is I want. I'm not bound by the rules that my parents were bound by.
Mm. Which, as you say, is both good and bad, I guess, because it is good to take ownership and it is good to value a little bit of your time and be able to go to gym and to be able to further yourself in the way that that does inspire you. But at the same time, there is that balance, and we do.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure that we ever should be getting it right. I think we should probably strive for it, but I kind of, in a way, think that that's the magnificence in it, is that we never get it right, because we, you know, my blessing to my kids is always, well, I hope they find fulfillment in work to the extent that they do overdo it, because that means they're passionate about it. It means they want to do it. It means, you know, and you know, you look at them, you look at young people, and you wonder if, you know, when that switch will happen, and it does happen. I think people do get caught up in things and are inspired by things, and that's what we want. Even if it's hard work, even if you're exhausted, that's a good thing, I think.
It, you know what? It means that you do have something in your life that is worth it to you. And there's that good old ethic of hard work.
Absolutely.
Whereas now we're seeing the tipping scale. You know, the tipping scale that says me rather than us.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. We do need to leave it there. Dr. Ilana Siu, who's an industrial psychologist, talking about acting your wage. And very interesting that we've been having this conversation for the last 10 days or so when this buzzword quiet quitting raged onto the scene, or quietly came into the scene, because it's quite meek and insipid, isn't it? I don't think it did anything with any enthusiasm. But either way, it's there, and it's fascinating and relevant that it's happened at the same time that the Queen passes away, working till the day before her death.